I'm Joe Rusi. I go to Frontier High School.
I'm Rachel Cotter, and I go to Clarence High School.
Cotter is a senior, and Rusi is a junior. Both captured Outstanding Actress and Outstanding Actor for their leading roles in their high school musicals at last month's annual Kennys at Shays. Cotter played Frau Blücher in Young Frankenstein at Clarence High School.
She was a grouchy old woman. She was a maid to the doctor who brought Frankenstein the monster back to life, and she's very comedic.
This is a lot of information.
She's an all-around just funny character. She likes getting people into trouble.
Was it challenging to play that role?
It was. I had to talk in a really thick German accent, which was completely different from any other role that I've ever played.
Rusi played Gomez Adams in The Addams Family at Frontier. What was that like to play such a great role?
It was phenomenal. It was like a dream come true because it's very rare for a high school production to be something that well known. And when we do have something like that brought to us, it's really fun because everybody gets so involved with it and everybody knows the character. So it was all out of fun.
Ah, the intoxicating smell of the graveyard.
Over the last 10 days, Cotter and Rusi have been among 62 high school students from across the nation, attending an intensive professional training session. Tonight, they appear for their Broadway debut to compete for the Top Jimmy Award for Best Performance by an Actor or Actress. Shay sent both students to the Big Apple on an all-expense-paid trip.
Oh my gosh. Well, the Jimmy Awards, winning the local division of the Kenny Awards was such a blessing in itself, and this year, now that Joe and I are both off to the Jimmy Awards, there's no better opportunity than I can think of at this age that we can be going to. I never thought that at this young I'd be able to perform on a Broadway stage, and who knows if we'll ever have that opportunity again, but to have it now is incredible. I'm so excited we get to go into vocal workshops, dance workshops. It's like a theater boot camp for the whole week, and it's really exciting just to be pushed to our limits and see how far we can go.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. I'm so excited.
Just looking at your bios and the amount of work that you've done already is just extraordinary. The both of you have just done so much. Joseph, what are your hopes?
I want to go to college for musical theater. I'm not sure where yet, but I'm sure that I will find the right place.
Rachel, how about you? You are a senior graduating?
I am a senior, yes. Right now, I'm committed to the University at Buffalo for a dance major, but after New York City, hopefully some doors will open for me that I'll be able to walk through. And I plan on changing my major to go into musical theater.
Do you feel confident, too, in having careers in this business?
It is definitely a risky one, but it's a risk that I think a lot of us are willing to take because some of the biggest risks come out with the best outcomes. And I'd be willing to take that risk to get farther in life.
Exactly. It's because we're passionate about it.
Yeah.
Who do you both look to as far as mentors?
All of my teachers from school, like Tina Voto, I couldn't have done anything without her. Everybody at Shays, they were all so supportive. My vocal teacher, Maria Sapanik. Norm Sham, who is very well known around here. He's a local actor, and he comes into our school, and he is our director for our musicals, and he has taught me so much, and he's like part of the family. He's like Uncle Norm.
For my school, Lou Vitello is the director of all of our musical productions, and he's been known to kind of be the dad of musical theater. And also, my mom, I had a chance to work with her this year. She was our school choreographer, and that was a really good bonding opportunity that we had for me going into my senior year and off to college. And definitely my voice teacher, Leah Wittig at Main Stage Studios. She's helped me so much be able to blossom into high soprano, low alto. And Amy Federley, she's my choral director at my school. She's helped me so much just expand my range, and all of them together has just made me the person that I am today on stage.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot for our audience here. Give us a little bit of your best talent, maybe a line from your play.
When you're in Adams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
Love comes when you least suspect it. Love dances in a navy. I thought that maybe I could direct it, But I never expected a guy like him.
Award-winning talent, thank you so much, Rachel and Joseph. What a pleasure. Good luck at this final round at the Jimmy Awards. Thank you for stopping by our studios.
Thank you so much for having us.
He was a bully and a pro. He was as crazy as a pro.
When you're an Adams, you need to have a little moonlight.